Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dave Hiram from KYW News Radio with the great Hall of Fame voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese, as the Eagles are getting ready for the Kansas City Chiefs Sunday at Arrowhead Stadium. Nick Sirianni with his Monday afternoon video conference this week after a weekend of NFL football. All right, Merrill, so the first thing that that Nick Sirianni was obviously asked about was Jalen Carter. And his response was he's going to keep everything they do with Jalen Carter private, whether it's personal conversation or discipline.
I just think that's the way to go about doing team business and when you're doing things with a football team.
What's your reaction to that?
Not surprised, because that's the way Nick is. He's not going to tell us exactly what's going to happen or what's going to come out of his mouth or what kind of fine may be levied, but that's certainly understandable.
Another thing that he was asked about was the thoughts on cornerback Adoree Jackson and the way that he played. And basically his response was, is that everything positive or negative is about a team and not one player like Adoree. What's your take on how Nick is handling that situation?
Again, it's the same thing that we've heard from Nick throughout. It's the same thing we've heard from Andy Reid over the years. Most coaches will not give individual criticism or evaluations of a player unless that player does something exceptionally well. Obviously, the Eagles' pass defense has not been the way it should be, but we're talking about the sample of one game. We've saw signs during the preseason practices that there was nobody other than Quinyon Mitchell, who stood out on a day-by-day basis. DeGene is outstanding, too, but the Eagles like where he is, and that is his nickel corner, and they don't seem prone to move him.
Of course, and you mentioned Andy Reid and how the Eagles are facing, you know, the Chiefs this upcoming weekend, first time since Super Bowl 59. So Nick was asked about any potential get-back that the Chiefs may have, you know, in terms of their mentality going into this game.
You can control the things that you can control, and you go about your process. I think there's a lot of things that can distract you from just putting your head down and working every single day. And I think if you let yourself get involved in too many of the things there, then you're not focused on what you need to do.
How motivated, Merrill, do you think the Chiefs may be going into this game, and how much of an obstacle will that be for the Eagles?
Well, two things. Number one, they lost their opener to the Chargers. They do not want to start the season 0-2. So that's the greatest motivation. And also the fact that the Eagles took them apart and really embarrassed them in Super Bowl 59 makes it even more important for them to bounce back and show that they can play on this level. They have a lot of pride, too. But the Chiefs may have some real problems with a thin wide receiver core and another injury in the first week of the season. And their secondary did not look good at all against the Chargers. Again, I'm remiss to say anything definitive about long range for a team, because the September games are not great indicators. Last year, the Eagles were 2-2 at the end of four games and then only lost one game the rest of the way. So from what we've seen so far, the Chiefs have some problems, but so far the Eagles are not at their best. The big difference is the Eagles are 1-0 and the Chiefs are 0-1.
Either way, should be a very interesting matchup and intriguing matchup this weekend. More to talk about as the week goes on, including the coordinator press conferences and whatnot. Merrill, always appreciate your time, and we'll talk again tomorrow. The great Pro Football Hall of Fame voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.